Ukraine hitting Ozon warehouses for the third consecutive night is not a story about drone strikes against military hardware. This is a deliberate, sustained campaign against Russian commercial logistics infrastructure. Ozon is Russia's largest e-commerce platform, think of it as Russia's Amazon. Its warehouses serve as distribution hubs for consumer goods across the country. Ukraine targeting them repeatedly sends a specific message. We can reach deep into the Russian economic rear and disrupt civilian supply chains, not just military ones.
The strategic logic here is actually quite sophisticated. Russia's economy has been operating under wartime footing for over 4 years now, and one of the ways Moscow has maintained domestic stability is by keeping consumer goods relatively available. Shortages trigger the kind of public discontent that authoritarian governments most fear. If Ukraine can systematically disrupt logistics infrastructure, it raises costs and creates visible economic pain for ordinary Russians in ways that are politically uncomfortable for the Kremlin.
It also forces Russia to divert air defense assets toward protecting civilian infrastructure rather than concentrating them exclusively on military targets and the front lines. Every S-400 battery guarding a Moscow-area Ozon distribution center is a battery that isn't available for other purposes. This is classic attrition warfare applied to the adversary's integrated air defense architecture.
Now pair that with the EU's approval of $7.1 billion in additional defense aid for Ukraine. This package comes through the European Peace Facility, the EU's off-budget financing mechanism for military assistance. $7 billion is a substantial figure. It's roughly equivalent to the entire annual defense budget of a mid-sized European country like Portugal. And the significance isn't just the money. It's the political signal that European unity on Ukraine's support is holding despite the strains of 3+ years of conflict, economic pressure, and the rise of far-right parties in several member states.
The timing of the EU package alongside the Ozon strikes suggests a coordinated strategic posture. Ukraine is demonstrating military reach and effectiveness. Here's what we can do to your territory at the same moment that its European backers are formalizing the next tranche of long-term support. That sequencing is designed to communicate to Moscow that this is not a conflict it can simply wait out.
What's worth watching over the coming weeks is whether the EU aid package accelerates deliveries of specific capabilities that Ukraine has been requesting, longer-range precision munitions, additional air defense interceptors, and the armored vehicle stocks that have been depleted through 2 years of intense combined arms fighting. The authorization of funds and the actual delivery of hardware are different timelines, and the gap between those two things has historically frustrated Ukrainian commanders.
And domestically in Europe, the political context matters. Germany is heading into a coalition realignment, France has its own fiscal pressures, Hungary remains an awkward veto threat on certain EU mechanisms. The fact that this $7 billion package cleared despite those headwinds is a meaningful signal about where European consensus stands right now.